Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, congratulations. Your team's on a five-game win streak after yesterday's 4-1 win. What do you attribute your team's most recent success to?
I think, you know, the term we use, like, playing the right way, Kelly. It's just, making sure little things like staying above the puck through the neutral zone, trying to slow our opponents down, not giving up outnumbered chances, being really hard to play against in our zone. And then offensively possessing, getting all five of the players involved and moving our feet, moving the puck, creating chances. So it's kind of a combination of all that. This started back at Mankato, and that was after a six-game streak going the other way. So to be able to turn around, two big wins down there, kept it going last weekend at RPI. And now, again, the focus isn't necessarily on who we're playing, but how we're playing. And we weren't outstanding yesterday, Kelly, but we were certainly good enough, and we can be better. And that was the message today, is we can be better, and let's see if we can't do that today.
You're getting scoring from all over the place. I know you had a big night for your three seniors, Kiki, Abby, and Bree. Talk about how their leadership has kind of helped motivate the younger players.
That's a great point. When your leadership, you have to have your seniors be your leaders, and when they're clicking and going, it just kind of goes through the entire team. And I've just loved the way Kiki's been playing. I think I mentioned the other day, I think it's the best she's played in her career, just over this stretch of games, and just making things happen. She always plays with so much energy, and that's what the team feeds off of her energy level, and just the way she plays. And now to have success when it comes to putting points on the board, that's huge. And same with Abby, same with Bree. I mean, all of them are, all of our seniors. You look at what Haley's done through the first part of the half of the year in terms of her goal scoring. Jack hasn't had quite the success yet, but I see her starting to come. Coming off a pretty significant injury, she's starting to make plays again. And I like how the top three lines are all playing. Every one of them is making things happen. And boy, when you have that going, it's a real positive thing for your team.
Your team's outscored its opponents in the last five games, 17-4. Obviously, goaltending has a part of that. Talk about the goaltending of your team so far.
Yeah, it's been really, really good during the stretch. That's a great stat you just pointed out. And again, it's giving us a chance. It's making saves when you have to make them. I point to yesterday's penalty kill situation when Lauren came up with a big save when it's a 2-1 game. And other than that, they didn't have a whole lot of grade A chances, but that was the one they had, and she made the save. And that's giving your team a chance, and that's what I've told the goalies all along, is you just provide that. We don't expect them to win games in terms of just standing on their head, but when you make those timely saves, it's just so important. And Kerrigan gave it to us last Saturday at RPI. They had a breakaway that could have turned the game, and she makes a big save. And again, that's a save at the right time, and giving the team a chance. So as long as they continue to do that, we're certainly gonna have a chance every game we play, Kelly.
I know it's still the first half of the season. You hate to scoreboard watch, but your team got a little help last night from Wisconsin as they defeated Duluth. Do you pay that close of attention going into this winter break?
No, we just know we have an opportunity. I mean, actually, yesterday was the exact halfway point. It was our 17th game, and we have 17 more, before the playoffs start. And if we can take care of business today, and depending on what happens in the game with Wisconsin and Duluth tonight, we're either going to be in fourth place alone, or we're going to be tied. That's again if we take care of business. And to have that, to be in that position with 12 league games to go, that's a great spot because, obviously you're going to play everybody again. We all know that, but the opportunity is there to be a top four team. And certainly one of our goals that we always start off the year with. And that's the opportunity that we have in front of us right now is to put ourselves in a position where we're going to be in fourth place at the halfway point.
The last couple weeks have been kind of a grind with three straight road trips. You're back home this weekend. How has the health of your team been as far as sickness and injuries?
Really good. The sickness part, we kind of went through some stuff earlier. Health-wise, Ellie Mosier is back in the lineup today for the first time since her injury last year in February, so that's exciting to see. Alexi Cheveldayoff is the only player out right now with an upper body injury. Other than that, everybody else is healthy. And we really backed off our schedule last week in terms of our length of practices. They gave Monday off, and every practice during the week was about an hour length. And just with the idea, because of the academic schedule they're under with the finals and projects due, and we wanted to back off and just said, when you're here, focus on hockey for this 1 hour. And I liked how they responded this week, and I liked how they played yesterday, and hopefully we can finish off today.
With Ellie Mosier back in the lineup, what kind of energy does she bring to the ice?
Well, it'll be, when she joined us in practice. I mean, Ellie's got an unbelievable shot, and so her first time down the ice, comes down and just snaps one home, and the whole team erupts. So hopefully she'll get opportunities today, and I just know that the rest of her teammates are really excited for her and happy for her that she's putting the sweater on and getting back into a game. And we're not going to ask a tremendous amount out of her, just to go out there and play hard and again you just provide what you can, play the right way. And she'll be playing on a line with Shy and Claudia. You might see Claire centering those, a variety of those three throughout the game. But it won't be a regular shift, but it's a start for her, and that's exciting.
It'll be exciting to see number 16 back out on the ice. Coach, what's it going to take to get a win here today?
Well, kind of similar to yesterday, Kelly. We got to have a good start. You got to assume they're going to be better today. They're going to be hungry to try to salvage something out of the weekend. So we have to be ready. We don't want to get in a situation where we're back on our heels and allowing them to take the game to us. We want to take the game to them, and if we can have a really good start, that's going to be huge. The group knows how they have to play, and we've been challenging them throughout the stretch. Is go out and prove it. Go out and prove what kind of team you are, and they've accepted that challenge every time, and I don't see why they won't get again today.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.